At this year's CES show in Las Vegas, Nevada, crowds from around the world came to see the latest products built with artificial intelligence, AI. CES is produced by the Virginia-based Consumer Technology Association. It presents the latest electronic product offerings or features targeting consumers. More than 138,000 people attended the event, which ended last weekend. More than 4,000 companies presented products at CES 2025. Here is a look at some of the top products shown at this year's 2025 show. CES is historically an event at which large electronics manufacturers introduce their latest and greatest televisions. This year was no different. South Korean TV makers LG and Samsung both announced new smart models with built-in AI tools. Others, including Japan's Panasonic and China's Hisense and TCL, also released TV models with new AI tools. Korean manufacturer LG said its latest models are equipped with AI technologies designed to autonomously improve picture brightness, sharpness, and sound quality. The AI improvements are powered by the company's own A11 processor technology. LG also announced new updates for its Magic Remote Device Controller, saying new AI tools were added to provide more detailed search and interactive possibilities with users. Samsung introduced a system called Samsung Vision AI for its line of OLED and QLED TV models. The company said the AI tools are meant to turn the TVs into more intelligent, assistive devices and to help simplify and enrich everyday living for its users. One example is a feature that permits users to click on different screen elements to receive immediate information about what they see. The company said another tool makes it possible to activate live language translations on screen. Several companies at CES introduced robotic transport vehicles designed to travel over many kinds of surfaces or terrain. One model was built by Kubota, a Japanese maker of farm and building equipment. The company demonstrated how the KATR four-wheeled robot uses hydraulics to control the vehicle's four legs independently. This design seeks to keep the robot secure and level even when working on hills or in rocky areas. Kubota says the vehicle, which is able to carry loads up to 240 kilograms, is small enough to be transported in most pickup trucks. Chinese developer Unitree Robotics showed off a dog-like robot model called Go2. The robot was designed with a series of cameras, sensors, and AI tools. The company says this permits Go2 to make smooth movements and automatically follow its owner. It is able to carry small loads on its back and can also be used in security operations involving businesses or individuals. Demonstrations at CES showed Go2 doing tricks like standing on two legs dancing, and giving high fives to visitors. The company produces several other dog-like models, as well as humanoid robots. The latest flying car designs are also a yearly favorite at CES. But this year, Chinese automaker XPeng took its presentation a step further by introducing a combination truck and flying vehicle. The company calls the system a land aircraft carrier. It includes a large transport van with enough space to transport a vertical landing flying vehicle inside. The idea is for users to be able to launch the flying vehicle from anywhere the van can go. The flying car is fully autonomous and can carry two people at a time. Chinese media reported the company, which also offers several traditional vehicles on its website, plans to sell the combination for about $300,000. XPeng said it will aim to increase production for all its vehicles in the coming year. California-based Aptera Motors demonstrated a new electronic vehicle model with a built-in charging system. The company explains on its website that the vehicle has solar panels on its surface to capture energy from the sun. When charged this way, Aptera claims the car can travel up to 64 kilometers in a single day without being plugged in to a power source. On a full charge, the company says the vehicle can travel up to 640 kilometers. Japanese drink producer Kirin Holdings introduced a new product that aims to strengthen or enhance the taste of salt in food products without increasing the amount of salt. The spoon-shaped device uses electricity to increase saltiness. The company says the tool, which can be taken anywhere, sends a weak electric current through the top of the device to food. French electric sports equipment maker SQ Motors presented an all-terrain electric board that can move on roads and snow. The company calls its invention the Sternboard. It is a three-wheeled board with an electric motor in the back. First designed to be an electric skateboard, a version was developed to move on snow. The powered boards have reached speeds of more than 60 kilometers per hour in tests. But the snow versions are not designed for speed. They seek to provide users with the ability to go up hills or move long distances over level land. I'm Brian Lynn.